You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are in a study here. This is part two of a sermon I just preached on Sunday. It's entitled, Pardon Me, But Do I Know You? Hard to believe that's what Jesus is going to say to people that cast out demons in His name and walk around prophesying. And He's going to say to get out. He's going to say, depart from me. Hard to believe, isn't it? These are people that think that they're Christians. They think that they're saved, but they're not. How can you tell the difference? Well, Jesus says you will know them by their fruits. That's what we're looking at here in this sermon. If you'd like a copy of this, you can write to me, paul@wmiefm.com. I'll mail you the disc. You can go to my Facebook page if you're on Facebook, WGOD Radio. You'll see it on there posted from Sunday, and you can click on it there, or right-click on it, and save it to your computer. Play it from your computer. It's a shocking thing, as a lot of this Sermon on the Mount has been shocking. When he says, unless if you're more perfect than these perfect Pharisees, you will in no case enter the kingdom. And it's one thing after another on this Sermon on the Mount of things that, God help us, we just can't do on our own. We need help. And now he's going to say, depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity, I never knew you. And these are people casting out demons. What gives? That's what this message is about. Enjoy part two now of this message. Do I know you?
Jesus will say this in chapter 24 about false prophets. For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. That means you, even you. So you better watch out, church. And you better know the original. Don't study the counterfeit. Study the original. Not the counterfeit. Bank examiners study the real money. Not the counterfeits. You study the real and then you'll spot a counterfeit. Don't study the counterfeit. You won't know the real. If someone invites you to a camp meeting and tells you they're going to call fire down out of heaven, you better run in the other direction. Because the Holy Ghost fire has already fallen on the day of Pentecost, and he's not fallen again. Your calling is to live the Christian life until he returns. Instead of chasing fire, why not trying to be a man and a woman of integrity? Try chasing that, not Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost has already come. He's not coming back again. He's already here. Where has he gone? Nowhere. By the way, Jesus expects you to know that. He expects you to know Revelation 13 that speaks of another false prophet. It's what we're looking at. He performs great signs He even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And he deceives those. My Bible says he deceives my own people that dwell on the earth by the signs which were granted to him to do. So you're got a camp revival and you're going to call fire down out of heaven and you want me to come there? I'm going the other way. I'm not coming to your revival. Because the next time someone calls fire down out of heaven, it's going to be the false prophet. You've got all the witness you need. It's right here. The word of God is complete. It's all right here. All that you need is right here. By their fruits, you will know them. Know the word of God, and you won't be deceived. Amen? Ignorant of the word of God, and you'll be like the hundreds in my listener range alone who will flock to a false prophet who promises to call fire down out of heaven. Beware of false prophets, especially those that come to you in sheep's clothing. You know, here's another one I want to read to you, too. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Listen to this text here. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Paul's defending himself, talking about false apostles and false prophets. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 13. Paul says, for these people, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. Imagine that. Ever see that movie, The Transformers? Robots in disguise. The word is meta schema. Meta means to change. Schema means your appearance. Shaving off a mustache or growing a perm, right, Sharon? Metamorphe is to change forms. Meta schema is to change your appearance. Get a perm. Change the way you look on the outside, but still the same thing on the inside. Such are false apostles, deceitful workers that transform themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder. 2 Corinthians 11, 14. For Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. Sounds like another horror movie to me. You ever heard of Invasion of the Body Snatchers? Where these pods come down to earth, and while men slept, these pods take over the people, and then the people die, and the pods are masquerading as the real person? And only someone that really knows, usually it's the person's wife or husband, is the only one that can recognize the change. And that's what's happened here in the church. Satan himself has transformed himself into an angel of light. And he says, why are you surprised if his ministers have transformed themselves into ministers of righteousness? This is where you find them, here behind the pulpit. But when they look like a Christian, look and walk and talk like a Christian, how are you to tell? Right, by their fruits. Usually by what they say about Jesus. They all corrupt the doctrine of Christ, who Jesus is. That's how you find them. What do they say about Jesus? Okay, now let's move on here to the next section. Otherwise, we'll never get out of chapter 7 here today. I've seen hundreds of tares in pulpits that churches still go to. There's probably 100 in this county that don't believe in the virgin birth or that'll marry two men or two women. And I'm telling you, that's a demon in that pulpit. You'll know them by their fruits. Verse 21, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. But he who does, notice, he who says and he who does. He who says and he who does. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father which is in heaven. Notice he's already given us the answer regarding those who will enter in. Not those who say something, but those that do something. You see that? Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter, but he who does the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Like these crooked politicians, a chicken in every pot, they spout off. They promise one thing and they never do it. Or then occasionally you get the opposite that happens. Like someone who says, I'm going to move the United States Embassy to Jerusalem. What do you know? Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father, which is in heaven. James instructs us, be ye doers of the word, and not just hearers. And then James says, deceiving yourselves. You're deceived if you believe that practicing hypocrites will inherit the kingdom of God. A hypocrite is a play actor, a pretender that says one thing and does another. Jesus says, who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his master will make ruler over his household to give them food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. Assuredly, I say to you, he will make him ruler over all of his goods. But if that evil servant says in his heart, my master is delaying his coming and begins to beat his fellow servants and eat and drink with the drunkards, the master of that servant will come on a day when he's not looking for him and at an hour he's not aware of, and he will cut him in two and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. One last word from Jesus on this from the Gospel of Luke. He says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things that I say? If you don't do what he says, you're a hypocrite. That's a play actor. You say one thing and you don't do it. Or you wear a false face. The false face is obedience. And behind it, disobedience. Why do you call me Lord and don't do the things that I say? Jesus continues now in Matthew. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? We cast out demons in your name. We've done many wonders in your name. Notice these are things that church people do and not people down here at Bennigan's or some other bar. More specific, charismatic Christians and Pentecostals. Methodists don't go around doing this. You don't see Presbyterians running down the street chasing demons either. Prophesying, casting out demons. When was the last time you saw a Methodist cast out demons? Huh? Never. Performing miracles.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Hey, this is Darrell Evans. Your passion for Jesus will be inspired.